Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bracing for possible mudslides and flash flooding.
This is a lot of rain in November. For this time of year, it's way more than normal.
Now you just got a naked hill. I think something could happen if it rained extra hard.
Pure anger in Pacific Palisades.
What happened on January 7th was a disaster. What has happened since proves local government cannot handle our recovery.
My family and I lost our home. And everything we own.
This is the LA Local for Friday, November 14th, 2025, brought to you by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm your host, James Tuck. Coming up on the Local, lots about lots of rain, with this storm set to be with us all weekend. And it's not just about the threat of slides and debris flow. The rain is actually good for us, with billions of gallons set to be captured for later use. Also, tears and anger at a public meeting on helping the Palisades recover from the firestorm disaster. Now, of course, that disaster has left behind two massive and dangerous burn scars in Altadena and Pacific Palisades. Our reporter John Baird went to the Eaton Fire Zone to find out about storm prep there.
Ron Coleman, who says he lost his barber shop in the Eaton fire, thinks the rain could very well spell big problems.
I think it will, because if you look at the hill, most of the brush is burnt up. So now you just got a naked hill. So yeah, I think something could happen if it rained extra hard.
He just hopes the hillsides stay intact and the mud and debris doesn't start flowing.
I'm hoping for the best. But I just don't know. It depends on how hard the rain and how long it lasts.
Melissa Morona is with the Altadena Town Council.
So this will be an onslaught of sustained rains over several days. And so it's just a concern given any time there's a big fire and there's debris still left on the mountain and not a lot of vegetation to hold it back.
LA County has issued evacuation warnings just in case.
John Baird reporting. Our Larry Perel got more on the latest storm forecast from Rose Schoenfeld of the National Weather Service.
The more intense heavy rain, a burst of heavy rain, will start late tonight and then extend through Saturday afternoon. May not be heavy the whole time there, but that's really the window of concern for the area.
And what are the latest rainfall projections? Have they changed in the last few hours?
They haven't changed too much. We're looking at an additional around 2 to 3 inches across the lowlands.
All right. And what kind of flooding risk are we looking at here?
Yeah, we do have a moderate risk for damaging flooding and debris flows, particularly in recent burn scar areas and places that are vulnerable to that. Additionally, we also have a moderate risk for major road hazards and flooding and potentially closures as well.
You know, I covered the Montecito mudslides in 2018, and those, if I remember correctly, were started from a 5-minute burst of very intense rains in the middle of the night. Are we looking at the possibility of the same thing here?
There's a possibility of getting very heavy rainfall rates. That Montecito one was a very unusual event. I'd be hesitant to say that we would be getting something specifically like that, but
Rain rates that are 1 inch an hour are certainly on the table across all the areas in that flood watch, which are all of LA County and Ventura County, as well as up north and south of that area.
Right. And how about the risk of debris flows? Where is the most danger for that, do you think?
Some of the burn scars that we have the most concern for are going to be in LA County, the Palisades and Eaton, what with them being so recent. And then also they have that kind of south-facing aspect. So a lot of times fires, just like in Montecito, they will form on foothill mountain areas, and then people will be living right below there. So with this storm coming at us from the south, that moisture pushing up, that will essentially cause the right kind of lift that will enhance rainfall as it hits that terrain, which is right where those burn scars are. Additionally, with them being so fresh, those rates that are needed to cause issues are lower.
What about burn scars that are maybe a 2 to 3 years older? I mean, how long does it take for some of that vegetation to grow back? Are some of those areas at risk as well?
Yeah, the first 2 years are going to be the most important. And after that, local authorities, really experts, will look at that condition. And a lot of times they'll start falling off of our concern. Right now we're looking mostly at 1 year ago burn scars and 2 year burn scars.
And what about next week? What's that looking like in terms of rain? This seems to be kind of an unprecedented event, at least now.
It is. This is a lot of rain in November for this time of year. It's way more than normal. We will see this event, this component of the event, drop off late Saturday night. But then we may not really dry up all that much. We may see a little bit of sun Sunday, a little bit of clearing Sunday night. But then Monday, somewhere around that time period, we're looking at a sort of lower end rainfall event. But it is likely to continue seeing rain through that early part of next week. And then later part of next week, there's another storm potentially on the horizon. A little bit uncertainty with that. It could be just a moderate storm, or it could really fizzle out and we won't have much.
Now, this might come as news to the President of the United States, but LA County will capture a lot of this rainwater and not let it just drain away to the ocean. My producer colleague Donald Morrison talked about that with Mark Pastrella. He's head of the LA County Department of Public Works. He talked about the extreme nature of our weather.
Mediterranean environment that we live in. We've been wobbling and doing some kind of interesting things. As you know, we've had some extreme events. We have extreme short duration events, and then we have long periods of time where we are not seeing rain. And so what we've been doing is adapting the system to capture those flashy events, and then we store that water underground. And in fact, right now, our groundwater tables are doing really, really well, and that's because we've been accumulating the rain over, you know, through last year and even years before, and storing it in the groundwater. Of course, there's water going in. There's also water coming out because we pull that water out of the ground, filter it, and serve it all over LA County.
And there are going to be more stormwater capture systems out there, right? I think the county just doled out millions of dollars in grants to some local cities.
Yeah, you may recall the Safe Clean Water Program, or Measure W, that passed several years ago. That program seeks to make a huge investment, almost a third, increasing the capture of water by one third throughout LA County. We currently capture in any given rain year something like two-thirds of the water, the drinking water supply for LA County. We capture that through recycled water as well as stormwater, and we put it in the ground. And what we're seeking to do is essentially relieve ourselves from having us being the water community, all the purveyors and ourselves, relieving ourselves from reliance on imported water. And that's the goal. And that investment is really coming into play here as we have started to construct lots and lots more stormwater capture facilities throughout LA County. And we've made huge investments over the last 30 years. I know myself, in particular, through my management of the system, I made huge investments in the conservation portion that we're talking about now.
Yeah. And then, like I said, more is on the way, you know, in Long Beach and Downey, Norwalk, and some other cities.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. Throughout LA County, up and down the riverine system in east, west, north, and south, the greater basin is being retrofitted and continues to be served by the backbone system as we make more and more investments, bigger investments in the system.
So billions of gallons just from these yeah. incoming, this storm now, and then maybe the ones next week too. Wow.
Yeah, it'll be in the billions. We know that for sure. And we also know that, you know, just to give you an idea of it, it's kind of interesting. You know, we've had very little rain since October 1, and that's when our rain season begins, October 1. And just in this rain season, with the little storms you've seen, we've captured 1.5 billion gallons, which is enough to supply 37,000 people for a year. And that's just like a drop that went in there. You know, if you think about it, you know, I don't recall us having any big rainstorms. We had the one right at the beginning of the season right there around October 15th. And then since then, we haven't had anything. So we expect this storm. And by the way, we love the way this rain is happening, very gently coming in waves. There are some thunderstorms that will potentially cause some problems for burn areas. The way the rain is coming, we love to see this kind of rain because it's gentle and it's coming on consistent and it allows us to capture the flows. It's less violent, if you will. And so what happens when we try to capture flows that are coming in too fast and heavy, we've got to release them because it weighs so much and it's so destructive when flood flows come through the system. So we like the way this one's happening and the dams are ready to capture it and so are the reservoirs behind them. And so, yeah, let's keep praying for more of this kind of rain as we go through the season.
That's Mark Pastrella in charge of stormwater capture for LA County. From rain to fire, there's still anger and outrage among the thousands of families who lost their homes during the devastating January firestorms in Altadena and Pacific Palisades. And that strong emotion came to the fore at a congressional hearing in the Palisades held by two Republican senators from out of state, Rick Scott of Florida and Ron Johnson of Wisconsin. One of those who spoke was local resident Spencer Pratt, and that name may be familiar. He's best known for taking part in the MTV reality show The Hills. Here, a friend asks him about his family.
It's you and your wife. It's you two against the world. I get it.
I never had females in my life that were so crazy. I try to go to a barbecue. I'm just sitting there. I got a sister crying in my face, doing drama. He yelled at me.
Waterworks.
He screamed at me.
That was then. Now he is campaigning for more help for the Palisades to recover from the wildfire. And at the hearing, Pratt did not hold back.
Every few decades, the state park has failed to do any real prescribed fire or fuels mitigation to protect our community. And on January 1st, they didn't even have the decency to extinguish a small brush fire that ignited just above us, letting it continue to burn unchecked for a week ahead of the forecasted Santa Ana winds that eventually rekindled the fire and destroyed our town on January 7th. As you know, my family and I lost our home. Our home and everything we own in the Palisades fire. It's been 10 months, and our government leaders, instead of helping us rebuild, have only served to make the rebuilding process so painful and slow that many just quit and are forced out of their hometown through attrition.
He continued in similar vein.
Would have only cost $200,000 to cut a fire break around our town, and it would have saved the Palisades. The work never gets done, and we all pay the price. Many people shrug this off. Oh, the Palisades are full of rich folks. They'll be fine. They don't know the Palisades. Many of us are not rich. We simply lived here our whole lives. This place used to be cheap. Houses get passed on from generation to generation. It's a tightly knit family community, and none of us ever leave. I mean, why would you? Look at this view. We were born here, raised here. We were raising our families here, and we all expected to die here one day, but not like this. By the grace of God, my family survived. The Palisades family were killed in the fire. Nearly all of them elderly or disabled, left to die in their homes. These 12 people deserved to feel safe in their homes, but were instead lost in fire that was the direct result of gross negligence and mismanagement by our state and our local government. I'm here to honor their memory by ensuring that their deaths were not in vain and that their failures that led to this disaster are fully exposed and corrected.
Reality TV star Spencer Pratt was joined by other residents telling their stories, including social worker Jessica Rogers, who works with senior citizens. And she's also president of the Pacific Palisades Residents Association.
What happened on January 7th was a disaster. What has happened since proves local government cannot handle our recovery.
She says she took it on herself to coordinate rescues of older people trapped in their homes during the fire. She says that's because the authorities were overwhelmed. The hearing heard from one particular senior citizen.
My name is Rachel Schwartz, and I am 94 years old. Normally, I don't acknowledge as a woman my age, but today it was necessary. I have been through a lot in my life. As a little girl, I survived 3 concentration camps and 3 weeks march before being freed by Russian and American soldiers. I was born in Warsaw, Poland. Somehow, by God's grace, I made it through. I came to this country when I was 15 years old. I lived peacefully in my home in Pacific Palisades. It was my safe place filled with memories, family photos, and the comfort I had waited my whole life to feel. Then the fire came. I watched everything I owned disappear in flame. At my age, it's not easy to begin again. I've been with my insurance company for over 25 years, always paid my premiums, never missed a payment, and now they tell me they will only cover about half of what I need to rebuild. It's not right. There are many seniors here in the Palisades who are in the same situation. We've all done our part, lived honest lives, and now we are left with almost nothing. It doesn't seem fair after all the years. Senators, I am not asking for pity. I am asking for help, not just for me, but for everyone who has lost their homes and feels forgotten.
Another longtime resident said on the day of the fire there were no sirens, no real warnings, just wind, smoke, and confusion. There's no and finally kicker today. It's all business on this edition of the LA Local, sponsored as ever by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. You can see the inventory for all 12 dealerships at lacarguy.com. This is James Tuck signing off for now. Have a happy, if soggy, weekend. Good night, good luck, and cheers!
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.